Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There's a lot of word salads being tossed right now in Philadelphia. We got a lot of word salad tossing happening right now as the Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking before the Association of Black Journalists. And I can tell you, it's basically, as Michael Pelka put it, it's an in-kind campaign contribution. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. At Rich Zeoli, thanks for being here today. I'll tell you, it's amazing to me. She was asked a question, what do you want to do about the economy? And we got the same word salad about how she grew up a middle-class kid. Grew up a middle-class kid. All right. So, but this is very different from the time that Donald Trump went to the Association of Black Journalists and was proceeding to basically be called the racist before the event even started. This is much different. She's talking about an assault weapons ban, crime prevention. She's going on and accusing Trump of not renting to black people. Back to the Central Park 5 full-page ad lie that she told as well. And the media, fully back to saying Trump's a threat to democracy. Yes, even the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, wasting no time today at the White House press briefing to say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Now they're justifying this, too. This is the new thing. So you have one assassination attempt in Butler. Guy almost kills him. You have another assassination attempt on Sunday at his golf course. And then everybody said, why don't we tone down the rhetoric a little bit? Today, you've got Democrats and the corporate media out there fervently arguing, no. Trump is a threat to democracy, and we have to go out there and say that. We have to say that over and over again. Now, the guy who is the alleged assassin one time tweeted out that we have to save democracy. And, you know, there's montages, and you've heard them before, and we'll play them for you, too. I mean, there's montages of the Democrats going on about how Trump is a threat to democracy. Trump is a threat to democracy. Trump's Hitler. And the White House says that, too. And this guy, who also went to Kyiv to fight for Ukraine, then has an AK-47 right outside Trump's golf course. You see where I'm going with this, right? This guy thinks that he's there to save democracy, that he's there as a freedom fighter. And this is the problem when you have rhetoric like this and inspires nutbags, not just to hear what they don't want to hear, but to hear what they are, what you're literally saying to them, which is democracy is on the ballot. That's what he tweeted. Democracy's on the ballot. And there's a whole montage of Democrats just saying that over and over again with Dana Bash and others. Democracy's on the ballot. So the mindset of this guy, he goes to Kyiv, right? He goes in and he's signing up to help Ukraine under the guise of fighting for this democracy, even though Ukraine is not a democracy. It's a corrupt country. But, you know, that's for a whole other show. And what happens? He gets lauded by the corporate media. He does all these interviews, CBS, Newsweek. In fact, CBS had to go on yesterday, a whole thing for about a minute and a half, explaining how it was that the guy wound up doing all these interviews with them. This journalist in the Free Press writes a whole thing about how she took this guy seriously. So you see, he gets lauded by the corporate media for wanting to go save democracy in Ukraine, for recruiting Afghans to fight. And the corporate media is like, oh, we love Ukraine. We love this fight. So you're a hero. And then this guy also hears the very same people who are lauding him say, Trump has to be taken out. Trump has to be stopped. I mean, there's literally a member of Congress who says Trump has to be eliminated. Not like eliminated from the ballot, but eliminated. So this guy hears all this stuff, and then he thinks, I'm a freedom fighter. And, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis echoed that as well today when he said that, too. He said, you know, you got to cut the crap with this Hitler stuff. You got to cut the crap with this threat to democracy stuff, because somebody's going to think they're doing the right thing here, that they're doing the right thing, that they're on the side of justice. Well, that's what I was saying to you yesterday, too. That's the problem and the difference between heated political rhetoric, which is OK, and then rhetoric that says this is a guy who's a threat to democracy, will destroy democracy. Democracy's on the ballot and we have to stop him. And that's the difference. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Kat Timm's going to join the show at 3:30 today. We're actually streaming live on YouTube as we speak right now. And Hillary Clinton is out there saying we should lock people up for misinformation and disinformation. And she's also calling Trump a dictator and a threat to democracy. Oh, and something else, too. She's enjoying the fact that political opponents are being prosecuted, as if she feels it's some sort of karma, you know, karma that's going after these people and destroying them. So that's where everything stands right now. And locally in New Jersey, I should let you know, they are now looking to go after fossil fuel companies to charge them with crimes for climate reparations. That's right. New Jersey is seeking climate reparations from the fossil fuel industry. I kid you not. So you've heard of slave reparations. Now we got climate reparations. That's actually a real thing. And in Pennsylvania, two new polls have come out. Two new polls showing just how close this race is. So the first poll, brand new, just came out yesterday, or today actually, is an inside advantage poll, insider advantage. It has Trump up by two in Pennsylvania. Then you have a USA Today Suffolk poll has Harris up by three in Pennsylvania. So you see how close this race really is. And the Democrats still have a major lead right now in requests for mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. It's almost like a 2-to-1 margin. It's not where their levels were in 2020, but the levels are still much higher than Republicans when it comes to mail-in ballot requests. And that the scary part for me is that that number seems to be keeping up, the mail-in ballot requests. So Republicans are still lagging behind in that area. But I'm looking at these two polls. So the one poll, Insider Advantage, has its 800 likely voters. It's got a 3.5% margin of error. So it's statistically tied. Trump's up by two. The other one, USA Today Suffolk, 500 likely voters, margin of error 4.4. Harris is up by three. So again, these are statistical ties. Trafalgar Group, which is the most reliable, with a 2.9% margin of error, has Trump at 47 and Harris at 45. So again, even though Trump's up by two, when you factor in the margin of error, you're really talking about a statistical tie here. But there's a reason why Kamala Harris is in Philadelphia and tying up traffic and making our lives a living hell. It was a nightmare to get to work today. The reason is because everybody knows that if you win this state, you're going to win the presidency. They know that. So she's taking questions. I'm not going to torture you with any. I'm not going to jump into this. Fox News is carrying it live. I may play some clips here and there for you, but I don't want to just burden you with that. But I do want to play a clip from Governor Ron DeSantis, who today announced that Florida is going to do its own investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump that happened just a couple days ago. And I think he's right on this point. You know, you have agencies that are literally prosecuting Trump that are also going to do the investigation into the alleged assassination. It's kind of like the Democrats who say Trump is at fault for his own assassination attempt. Trump's rhetoric is to blame for his own assassination attempt. It's amazing. It's like you don't hear this stuff from normal, rational people. But here's the Florida governor. He had a press conference today. This is what he said. We'll start with cut one.
In my judgment, it's not in the best interest of our state or our nation that the same federal agencies that are seeking to prosecute Donald Trump leading this investigation, especially when the most serious, straightforward offense constitutes a violation of state law, but not federal law. In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be.
And he was asked a question from a reporter. Well, what kind of information do you think a state investigation will reveal that a federal investigation may not? Cut to.
I think what will reveal, I think, is the important thing. What the state does is going to be made public. I mean, if you guys know who are from Florida, you can FOIA a lot of the stuff that's done in these investigations under Florida sunshine laws. And then they have a charge to be very frank and exercise candor with the public. I want the information to get out. I do not want any of the information kept under wraps. We're not a party to anything that happened in terms of the state of Florida government. I mean, we have been asked to help in the past on security, and we're always willing to do that. But that wasn't our primary. We were not responsible for it that day. We've not been responsible for any of the prosecutions that have been brought against the former president. So we're in a great situation to be able to look at this with clear eyes, get answers, and then deliver those answers to the public. I don't think anyone can honestly claim that the federal government has been forthright and transparent about its past investigations. That's just the reality. That's just how these guys operate. Apart from any type of political bias, that's how it's been really for many, many years. That's not how it's going to be here. And so we'll cooperate with all agency or all levels of government, because I think that some of those gun charges may be appropriate to bring, but not to the exclusion of bringing a charge for something like attempted murder.
And in terms of the frustration on Capitol Hill with the Secret Service right now, you've got both Republicans and Democrats who are angry about the lack of transparency into the first assassination investigation. I heard Richard Blumenthal frustrated again today, and I heard Tom Cotton frustrated again about the how this is taking forever. I heard Senator Kennedy say it, too. It's taking forever. What's going on here? Why is this investigation dragging so? And the reason is because they want more money. Bottom line, they want more money. And they want to keep turning around and saying, this is resources. We need resources. We need more resources. I heard Senator John Kennedy make a great point. He said, you know, only in the government can you fail multiple times and get more money. Like, that's a federal, that's like only in the government can you do that. You can get that, and that's how it works, right? You screw up, and they turn around, and they say, well, you know what? I guess you need more. I guess we'll give you more money. That's the difference right there between private sector and government, in case you're wondering, among many, many differences. And Kamala Harris just gave another word salad in Philadelphia. And by the way, Sean Puffy Combs, Diddy Combs. There's a lot around that whole case that I don't understand. But one question I have is, in New York, they spent a lot of time investigating Donald Trump. They had knowledge of this guy going back as far as 2008. Why the hell was he not a bigger priority than leveling up phony charges against Donald Trump? Honestly, I mean, the charges that the Southern District of New York announced could have easily been announced by Alvin Bragg. He found a way to elevate federal charges out of nonsense with Trump. He couldn't have gone after Sean Puffy Diddy Combs, huh? And I'm just saying, I listened to that press conference today, so you didn't have to, and I hope you didn't have to. Honestly, I hope you did not have to hear that today. I really don't, because I heard a word over and over and over again today. I just couldn't want to hear, and I don't want to hear ever again in my life. I just don't want to hear that word. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? It's not a good word. And it's freak offs. All right. I heard about freak offs. I had to hear the word freak off like 50 times today during that press conference. If I go my entire life without ever hearing about a freak off again, I'll be a happy man. I'll be a happy man. And I could just die a happy man at that point. I'm listening to this United States assistant attorney for the Southern District of New York going on about these freak offs. And I kept thinking, can't you just say the events, the allegations? Something, I don't know, but man, and these freak-offs are going on since 2008, and you just bust the guy now in the year 2024? Come on. And how soon does he Epstein himself is my question. 16 years, this ongoing case. How many victims could they have saved if they had just focused more on his, I don't want to say the word again, freak-offs, versus looking at, say, Trump for some sort of a non-disclosure agreement with Stormy Daniels? Just throwing it out there. And Charlamagne the God had an interesting point about Kamala Harris and her scripted responses, and she just gave another scripted response. So this is what you're hearing a lot of at this National Association of Black Journalists event in Philadelphia. You're hearing a lot of scripted responses, including the, I'm a poor, you know, poor middle-class kid. It kind of reminds me of Steve Martin from The Jerk a little bit, you know? I was born a poor black child. Kind of reminds me of that a little bit. But it's not working. And that's why these polls are not showing that she got a big bump after the debate, because she didn't win the debate. You don't win the debate if you don't win over undecided voters, which she did not do. She didn't. And the polls are reflective of that. Voters might have said, I liked your performance better, but she didn't win me over. You did not seal the deal. You didn't close it. Bottom line. Here's Charlamagne the God from his morning show this morning, talking to a caller on the show. Cut 16.
Hey, I was calling about that interview.
Which one?
Kamala. Kamala bombed over the weekend in Philly.
Oh, the local interview in Philly?
10 minutes long, and she came out with the same spiel. What you gonna do for the economy? Well, I was raised in middle class. Man, we didn't ask you that.
There's no need for you to be that on script. In a conversation, because all that the guy asked her, the guy said, name two things for me that y'all are going to do for the economy or something like that. That was not the time to go into the script about being raised in the middle class. Just tell the two things.
Yeah, well, she just did it again. She just tossed a giant word salad in Philadelphia 2 seconds ago with the exact same scripted answer. Same scripted answer. Giant word salad. Here, you want to hear it? This just happened. I know it's not a long clip. Don't worry, because I know you don't want to hear a lot of this because it hurts your ears. I get it. Believe me, that voice grates me. It does. But just to prove the point about tossing a word salad, take a listen.
They can just get their foot in the door to be able to then engage in what will prove to be their opportunity to build intergenerational wealth. And here's my personal experience coming at that. I grew up a middle-class kid.
See?
My mother was hardworking. She raised me and my sister, Maya. She saved up, and it was only by the time I was a teenager that she could afford to actually buy her first home. And I know, and I identify with, I know where I come from.
I know where I come from. That story means nothing to anybody. I'll tell you what that story is, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret here and how this works. When you have a bad candidate who can't answer questions, who just can't answer questions, you script them to go out there almost like a robot and repeat stories. So this is what you do. You sit down there, do media training with a candidate, and you realize that the candidate's terrible. You'll ask him, give me your thoughts on the economy. They just cannot give you an answer. You give them the information. You give them a binder. You give them talking points. They just can't do it. So what you do in those situations is you have them tell a story. And the basic premise of that is, if I distract you long enough with a boring story of where I came from, you'll forget the question. No, I'm not kidding. It's a media training tactic. You take a bad candidate who has a lot of money, because they're the ones who usually hire media trainers. And they're bad candidates. The only reason why they're running is because they have a lot of money, so they can hire political consultants. So the political consultants will call up friends like me, and they'll say, can you come in here and work with this candidate? She's terrible. I had two candidates like this in New Jersey. Many years ago, they were both terrible. Obviously, I can't say names because of non-disclosure agreements, but you give them the talking points. You'd say, all right, here's what you should say on Medicare. Here's what you should say on Social Security. Here's what you should say on taxes. Now, let's do a mock interview. I'll play the role of the interviewer and you answer the questions. Okay? They sit there and they've done all the physical things right. You know, the eye contact, the body language, they're able to do all that because they're intelligent people. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a lot of money and be running for office. All right, so now tell me what you want to do on Medicare. And it's just a word salad and it makes no sense. And all right, tell me what you want to do on Social Security. Word salad, makes no sense. Finally, you realize that this interview, whatever interview this candidate's going to do, is going to be a disaster. So you pivot, you switch tactics, you switch gears. And the tactic becomes, tell me a story about where you came from. Let's get personal about you and who you are and where you came from. Because they know that. Everybody knows their own story, so that's not hard for somebody to do. But I tell me about your childhood, and you quickly go on about, I remember the times we'd be in the back of my dad's station wagon, you know, going down the parkway to the shore, waving at trucks behind us. Dad would be yelling because he didn't have any tokens for the toll on the parkway. It's easy to come up with stories like that. And then you have no ability to worry about getting the answer wrong because you're not answering the question. You're just telling a story. And then you give a very, very generic answer to, and that's why I care about the economy. Or that's why I care about making things more affordable for people. You haven't answered anything. You haven't given any policy positions or policy specifics. You've just told a story about your background. And 9 out of 10 people can tell a story about their background without messing it up. And so everybody on that campaign team then goes, great, nail the interview. Knowing that you're not going to win the campaign by doing those kind of interviews, you're going to win the campaign, hopefully, by mail pieces, TV commercials, radio commercials. The interviews are just about survival. That's all it is. Just about surviving. Get through it. And that's the kind of stuff we would talk about in political campaigns. Just get through it. They have to do these interviews. Just do no harm. Try to just have them get through it as best they can and give platitudes and very generic answers. And then we'll win the war on the airwaves. Now, it rarely works. It rarely works because the problem is that people can see through inauthenticity very, very quickly, but there's nothing you can do with an inauthentic candidate. You can't. You can coach a candidate. You can coach a candidate all day, but if they're inauthentic, if they can't be real, then there's nothing you can do about it. And so you do your best, you know, and you collect a paycheck. That's all you can do. Versus somebody like Trump, who doesn't need anybody to work with him like that, because he's the most authentic guy ever. Love him, hate him. There's nothing inauthentic about the man. And anyone who's ever tried to get him to follow a script, tell a story, do anything like that, never lasts in his orbit because of that reason. He doesn't need that. He can just answer any question he wants. Kamala Harris is so scripted and so prepared and so prepped because she's incapable of going out there and answering questions, even with all the talking points and binders and everything else in the world. And that's why you hear these very generic answers. And the voters don't like it because they can see through the inauthenticity. People like authentic people. And we are very good. We are very, very good at figuring out who's authentic and who's not in our lives. You know this in your own personal life. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. Kat Timm's going to join me next. You know her as the co-host of Gutfeld, Fox News superstar. She got a brand new book out. I'm very, very excited to talk to her about it. Book is called I Used to Like You Until... How Binary Thinking Divides Us. Straight ahead.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. I actually hung out with her in studio once a couple years ago. I was filling in for Guy Benson up in New York, and she came in studio with me and hung out when her last book was out. She's a superstar. You see her on Gutfeld every single night on Fox News. She's Kat Timm. Fake Kat, welcome to Philadelphia. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Congrats on the new book. It's very cool. I've been reading it. I'm enjoying it. I Used to Like You Until... How Binary Thinking Divides Us. And you wrote it all by yourself, huh?
Oh, of course. I mean, can't you tell? I wrote every single word of that book. Nobody else would be able to write. I mean, you can definitely tell, right? Because it sounds like me, because it is me.
That's good. And you're a unique personality. So people know, I mean, your political philosophy.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sophie is much more libertarian. You're not a Republican or a Democrat. You're definitely right. Much more libertarian in your thinking.
Yes, I'm just for small government across the board. And so that places me at odds with people in both of the parties sometimes, depending on what the issue is. But I'm just for small government across the board. And I also think that it gives me a bit of a unique perspective in terms of being able to see things that other people might miss if they're beholden to one party or the other, which is a lot of what I share in this book, because I really do think that we're being manipulated, sadly, by people in power over us to stay divided, because politicians, they can gain more power more easily the more divided that we are. And the media, I mean, a lot of people in the media, they can get more popularity and more money by dividing people as well.
Yeah.
So this book wises people up to some of that manipulation. It's really a guide. It's really a guide for how to connect with people who might have written you off. Because, you know, and I'm also really lucky to be in the situation where I have friends who are super MAGA. I have friends who are very left wing, and I love all my friends. So I really am in this unique position to be able to, you know, this book's really a guide for how to connect, and it's also a very fun, interesting read with a lot of crazy stories that I just spill on myself.
And I had no idea you worked in porn. I never knew that before.
Right. That's the name of my first chapter. I work in pornography. Because I've said that before at parties, and, you know, you're at a party with someone's talking to you, you know you'll never see them again, but you're stuck talking to them anyway to figure out how to get rid of them. And people say, where do you work? And I just say porn sometimes, because it's less controversial than saying I work at Fox News. And I'm always in the mood to get yelled. Or I've also said, no thank you before, because I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm the same way. It's when I'm on weekends or I'm at social events, I do not want to talk politics. I have to do it for 4 hours a day on the radio. But a lot of times, I'm sure it's the same with you, people come up to you and they want to talk about it with you because they think that that's all you can live. Like, you have no other life or no other thoughts that go through your head.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're being conditioned right now to believe that just because someone has a different view or is in a different political party, then that means that they have nothing in common with us at best, or that they're actually evil at worst. Mm-hmm. And I'm also on a tour right now, but I went on a 40-city tour for my last book, and I really learned that as different as these places were, and as different as these people were, and I went to a lot of different places. I didn't just go to, like, red states. So, I mean, I went to Portland, Oregon, but then I also went to Midland, Texas. You know how different people are in those two places? But I discovered that people, a lot of us, they really want a lot of the same things. And we just have different ideas of how to get there. So I think that that is a really helpful lens to try on too, because just for example, somebody who's for small government, people will often twist if you're for small government as in you don't care about the problem. And just because I think the government's not the best way to solve a problem doesn't mean I don't care about it. And it's really that way with a lot of different issues, but we might just have different solutions. We might think that there's different contributors to the problem, but most people really want a lot of the same things out of life. And I also write about, there's this thing called the perception gap between parties, where people in each party hugely overestimate the number of people in the other party who hold so-called extreme beliefs. So we're making all these assumptions about each other, and people are wrong a lot of the time, and it's holding us back.
It's also causing people to hate each other. Like I have a family member who just can't stand me. They like, we used to get along, and then the Trump era came along, and now it's just completely destroyed our relationship. And I hear from people all the time about that. I don't get that, because I'm like you. I can hang out with people of different political ideologies and different ideas. I think it's more fun sometimes. You know, I sit around the campfire and, you know, talk about stuff and just disagree, but in a fun way. But there are people that literally will just hate your guts. And I'm sure for you, particularly being so visible on, you know, a massively successful show like Gutfeld, that's got to be even more for you, I would think, Kat Timpf.
Oh, huge. It's a huge issue. And, you know, I also cover research in the book that moral outrage is often more rooted in self-interest than it is in altruism. So if people are feeling powerless over a problem, they are more motivated to then direct that outrage about the problem towards a third-party target, because that will alleviate that for them. It'll make them feel better. I mean, think about it, right? If the other side is bad, then you get to be good just by not being on that side. So it does a lot for people, and it can be hard to give that up. The problem is that's not reality, right? And I do get it. I definitely get it from people. I get it from people, you know, if I'm, you know, not conservative enough. I get it from people then, because the other side gives me, because I work at Fox, and I have a lot of friends who are very MAGA, and I know for a fact that these people are not what I'm being told or what everyone's being told they are, and vice versa with the other side too. And I'm not going to lie, this book, writing a book at a time like this is a huge risk, right, for me. I know that there would be greater financial payoff for me to pick a side and write a book picking a side and whipping up tensions and saying, we got to win or this is going to be over. I know that for a fact, but this, I think, or I know based on my personal experience and also all the research that I've done, is a huge threat, not just to our happiness and our personal relationships, but also to our freedoms. So it was too important to me to not do it. And I also really put myself out there. I mean, I spill a lot of tea on myself in this book. I tell a lot of stories where people are saying to me, why would you share that? Mm-hmm. And the reason I share it is because I think vulnerability is going to be a huge way for us to get out of this mess. I mean, it makes it more likely for someone's going to have compassion for you. But just in general, we want to be able to see each other as human. We got to be willing to show that we are human.
Well, listen, I agree with you. And I'm not so sure that you're right in the sense that if you had written a very partisan, caustic book, it would have been more of a success, Kat Timpf, because I think people are getting exhausted. I mean, I know everybody I talk to seems to be exhausted. There was a story the other day, I know you guys talked about it in Gutfeld, about the Wall Street Journal, where people were saying that they're blaming their excessive compulsive shopping on politics and how burnt out they are. And I think there is, people are hoping that they can get along. And there's fears of another civil war, although I think the problem with that is people would have to give up their Netflix streaming, and I don't know if they can actually get off the couch to do that. So that's the good news. But I do think people want to find a way to come together. I think the other problem, though, is that you've got people like Hillary Clinton out there talking about putting people like us in jail for spreading what they deem to be misinformation and trying to crack down on freedom of speech. And that's only going to divide people even more if you come after people and say, you can't say this or you have to have this opinion and you can't put another idea out there.
I'm a free speech absolutist. I want no tiny crack of a crack of a crack of a door of government involvement into our speech, because then it's all over.
Great.
That was my first book. That was what my first book was about, but I do touch on it in this book as well. Because if we don't have that, we have absolutely nothing. And there's also something to be said that Hillary is also calling Trump a dictator and saying he's dangerous and all that, just days after his second assassination attempt. I mean, it makes me really, it's unbelievable, but it makes me sad. So I think, again, I really do believe if everybody would read this book, we would be a better country. I really do. And
you're going to save our country single-handedly, Kat Timpf.
I got to get people to read it. That's the only thing. And it's an entertaining read. Once you start reading it, you'll say, you know, I spill enough tea on myself throughout. Because I call myself out, too. There's been times I've been wrong about people, and I call myself out. But I think it's important to do. I think it's important to do that. I'm self-deprecating enough, right? I'm not going to say, oh, I have all the answers. The reason I have so many answers is because I have made mistakes. And making a mistake means you get a chance to learn.
Well, the book is very, very important. It's going to save America. I used to like you until ... how binary thinking divides us. Kat Timpf, would love for you to buy it. But most importantly, to read it, because I do that a lot. I buy books and I don't read them. But you actually are saying to people, like, please go the next step and read it. Don't just buy it.
I would rather even have people read it than buy it, which just sounds crazy to my own bottom line.
Like just sit in Barnes & Noble with a coffee and just read it and walk out?
Sure. Sure. I mean, things are bad. Sadly, I think they're going to get worse after the election. And but it doesn't have to be this that way. And this book really is a guidebook for our way out of it. And it's fun. A fun guidebook.
I hope so, because I want a way out of it. I try to be an optimistic guy. I try to not be doom and gloom. And I think we need more of that. I mean, you're doing it. Gutfeld's doing it. Jimmy Fallon's doing it. We got to have more of that, because honestly, it's so freaking depressing out there, Kat. And nobody wants it anymore. They just don't want the depression. They want to be able to go through life optimistic. And there are forces that are trying to divide us for their own power and to stay in power. There's no question about it.
Yep. And my book, well, it really exposes a lot of that manipulation, and it teaches people how to see it and how to talk to others who may have fallen for it.
You're like a Bond girl, but also James Bond fighting the supervillains at the same time. The supervillains are trying to divide us.
I'm doing my best.
Good.
I'm doing my best.
I like it. Well, listen, go buy the book and then go read it. Do it today. Freaking do it. I used to like you until ... How binary thinking divides us. Follow Kat on X at Kat Timpf. And, of course, tune into Gutfeld, where you can see her all the time on Fox News. Kat, thanks so much for joining us. It was great to talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trump is going to campaign after his second assassination attempt. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. And we're going to talk to Tim Murtaugh a little bit later in the show. A point that she made about Hillary Clinton calling Trump a dictator. I just want to make this point. The left is now doubling down on saying Trump is a threat to democracy. They're actually doubling down on it and justifying that right now and saying that, yes, Trump is a threat to democracy, and we have to go out there and say that, and we're not going to stop saying that. So they're doubling down on their rhetoric, which I think is absolutely shameful. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Lose some weight, feel good, right? That's how it works. You lose weight, you feel good, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I don't want to, it's going to take too long. I don't want to go through the process, the headaches, shots, hormones. No. NJ Diet. That's what you do. 40 days, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJDiet.com. Just say it with me. 40 days, 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days and without any shots. NJ Diet's all natural. They use your hair, your saliva, and your blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements. Now, the result is your body's going to get into the fat-burning zone, and it's guaranteed, guaranteed weight loss. Dr. T, my man, you're going to get his personal phone number, email. He's going to be with you every step of the way. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today by going to njdiet.com. Lose the weight. You know you want to. You know you've been thinking about it. Finally do something about it. And before the election is here, because it's like 50-something days till the election, you'll be done and feeling great, 20 to 40 pounds lighter, guaranteed. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Can we jump in here to Fox News? The Republican senators are pushing for more Secret Service resources to protect Donald Trump. I think this is important. Mayorkas just came out a short time ago, that moron, and said Trump has almost the same level of protection as Joe Biden. He should have the same level of protection as Joe Biden at this point. Marsha Blackburn is speaking right now. I just want to jump in here for a second, if we could. Take a listen to these Republican senators
Give me one second.
Yeah, take your time. And Mayorkas's point is absurd. I mean, why you'd say he has almost the same level of protection as the president? Trump's a former president. He's a Republican candidate. He's, you could argue, the front runner in this race. I would certainly argue that point. And he has had now two assassination attempts against him. He should get, and I thought he already was getting presidential level protection. And he's clearly still not getting presidential level protection. All right, let's take a listen.
Their ideas that they can have that robust debate and that they are going to be safe during that process.
Questions? Sir, you guys obviously bring up these tweets from Vice President Harris, from President Biden on the rhetoric from Democrats. Would you say that President Trump should tone down?
All right, we'll keep a close eye on that, and we're also waiting
for... We'll jump out of that. Thank you. So this is good, but let me play the clip that Mayorkas just said a few moments ago. Just let me know if you have it, Matt, and I'll play it. All right, so this is the... Remember, Secret Service is part of Homeland Security. They made that change shortly after 9/11 when they created Homeland Security. It used to be part of the Treasury Department. Now it's under the supervision of Homeland Security. So Alejandro Mayorkas, who's useless, he's the pathetic guy who's allowed the border to be wide open and this invasion of our southern border to just take place here. Mayorkas said this regarding Trump's level of protection. Take a listen.
United States Secret Service did its job, protected the former president, eliminated a threat, and they did phenomenal work, and they deserve to be commended for it.
Why do you think this keeps happening? We've had two assassination attempts in as many months. We went a long time in this country without anything as serious as these efforts happening. Why is this happening, and what does the agency need to sort of prevent these close calls?
Well, Ankush, the director of the FBI and I, Chris Wray and I, have spoken publicly about this. We are in a heightened threat environment. It is not only the historic threat that persists of foreign terrorists. It is not only the individuals already resident in the United States radicalized to violence by a foreign terrorist ideology. We're now speaking of individuals radicalized to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government sentiment, personal narratives, and other motivations propagated on online platforms.
With respect to former Trump in particular...
Can we just real quick, just pause that. Just pause. Okay, so Mayorkas is blaming... anti-government rhetoric? Do you think the two people that tried to kill Trump were anti-government, what, wacko libertarians in the woods in Montana trying to lead a revolution? No. These are so, but his point is that they're motivated by ideology. Okay, how about the ideology then of people that say over and over again, Trump's going to destroy democracy. Trump is an existential threat to democracy. He's going to destroy democracy. Trump is Hitler. Trump is Mussolini. Trump is the worst thing that exists on the planet, and people are going to be put in camps, and people are going to be killed. He's going to take revenge on his enemies. I mean, there's an ad playing on this radio station you hear all the time talking about Trump taking revenge on people. This guy hears that. So Mayorkas' point kind of backs up what we've been saying, which is for somebody like this, it's not just a matter of hearing something and taking it out of context. Like I understand the argument that could be made about a mail piece that has a crosshairs of a bullet. Like, that's stupid. Anyone who looks at that and thinks it's an invitation to kill somebody is a moron, a crazy person. I'm not justifying somebody who hears Trump as Hitler and then goes out there and kills him as not being a moron or not being a crazy person. They obviously are. But the difference is, for somebody who goes to Kyiv and thinks he's on the side of right fighting for Ukraine against the totalitarian Putin, gets applauded by the media, comes back, here's everybody in the corporate media saying Trump is and Putin are buddies. Trump's going to destroy democracy. This guy thinks he's a freedom fighter. Somebody like that is going to think they're on the side of fighting for freedom by taking out the dictator. That's the problem with this repeated rhetoric by Democrats over and over again as they say all this stuff. Oh, Tuberville's talking right now. Why don't we jump in there and take a listen to that if you want to, Senator Tommy Tuberville.
3 to 5 feet wide in most places. 12 to 15 feet tall. Every time I've played, the Secret Service has been on top of everything, going through the bushes, going through the hedges. It's just almost impossible to protect 100% a guy like Donald Trump, who's going to go outside, who's going to do rallies, who's going to play golf, who's going to raise money, he's going to shake hands. I have no problem with the Secret Service, and even President Trump said that, and the local police and the state police. There has to be more. More is better. More people that are not tired, that'll go from bounce around from rally to rally, because they can't keep up with this president. They can't keep up with him. He's an energizer bunny. And that's what we want in this country, but we also want one that's going to be protected.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
All right, so I'm glad that these guys are all over it, but I heard one of the Democrat senators today say he's getting angry and he's furious that there's still not more information coming out by the United States Secret Service about what happened with the first assassination attempt in Butler. All right, here's more of Mayorkas. Go ahead, please. from the clip before.
With respect to former Trump in particular, should he get the same level of security as sitting presidents? There's now been bipartisan calls for that.
So the United States Secret Service has indeed enhanced the former president's security posture so that he is receiving a level of security commensurate with the fact that he is a former president and on the campaign trail. And so his alignment with the security posture of our president is, in fact, quite approximate.
Approximate. That's not so approximate is approximate. I'm no math guy. But if I've got a bunch of change and I say I've got approximately a dollar here, that's not a dollar. That's a difference. So if I go, hey, how much does that cost? A dollar. Well, I have approximately a dollar. What do you have? 37 cents? I mean, it's approximately. No, not by my book. It's not. What? All right. I've got 52 cents. That's approximately a dollar for rounding up. No, you got to have a dollar. There's a big difference there. So when he says approximate to, that's not the same. What I want to hear the Secretary of Homeland Security say, and I think what everybody wants to hear him say, I think what the members of Congress want to hear him say is Trump is now getting the same level of presidential protection as President Joe Biden is. And I would argue that considering that this is a very unique situation in our nation's history where you have a former president running for president, that should be absolutely justified. We have not had this since what? When Teddy Roosevelt was around? We have not had a former president run for president again. And that was a whole different world back then, obviously. So you think about it. Trump, as president of the United States, has the presidential level of security. He leaves, but he's a former president. Former presidents get 10 years of Secret Service protection, but it's not nearly what it is when you are the president of the United States for obvious reasons. But now he's running for president. So if you're running for president, you also get you get Secret Service protection. But the difference is we've never had a presidential candidate who's a former president. Most former presidents kind of go off and, you know, they give speeches now and then, but they just kind of fade off, right? So they're not in the public eye all the time. Not to the level of the same degree. They give speeches and whatnot, but they're not out there. Trump is a former president of the United States out in the public every day and running for president of the United States. We have not had this before. This is a completely unique situation in the last 100-something years in this country. We've never had this. So adjust accordingly and elevate his protection to that of what he had when he was the president of the United States. Because it shouldn't be that different. He's not just the Republican nominee for president. And I wouldn't say that a former president should get that level of presidential security, but they're not in the public eye every day. So this is totally different. All right, we got more to come. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24-7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.